on this presentation, something that I felt would, that's okay, didn't
okay.
Something I felt would be helpful. This is the exact position the health officer or the person who's going to do this doesn't want to be in. You're sitting in the dark all by yourself. You got a table of information in front of you. There's nobody there to listen to you. It is not a good position. Much better than that is this. And this is some really dynamic public health staff that I have the pleasure to work with, and they really get the credit for all the work that's been done on the MAP program and everything else we do. This is a good position to be in, but a better one is here. And this is MAP. I mean, really, this is the essence of it. This is the entire, well, I won't say the entire community, but about 100 different individuals from throughout Burlington County met on numerous occasions to pull MAP off and to get us where we are today, which is really still in the process, still working with it, and hopefully making things better in our county. It's very important that you get the community together to do this and have the individuals who have the time and the thoughts and the foresight to sit down and just kind of think. Sit down and think and work together. I want to give you a little idea about Burlington County just so you have some understanding of who we are. We're the largest geographic county in New Jersey, and actually we're rural, believe it or not, which is, for New Jersey, very different. We have a population of about 450,000. And there's 40 municipalities in Burlington County, and I have the pleasure of being the health officer for all 40 of those municipalities. Each one of them, by state statute, has to have a board of health. And they can be either an autonomous board, or the township fathers can sit down and meet as a board separately. So I have about 40 municipalities and about 5 members average on each board. So that's about 200 political bosses. Plus my county, which is the county board of chosen freeholders, which has 5 freeholders, and the county administration. So you can see I have to deal with a few people to get the job done in Burlington County, and it makes life fun. And also, just to give you an idea of what the mix is, we have an all-Republican board on the Board of Freeholders, and they've been Republican since I went there, which was 1998 I took over. And in the municipalities, we have mixed parties. So there's not always, complete, and especially this time of the year, there's not always harmony. Okay, so we talked a little bit about organizing the partnership and building partnerships, and it's really important to dig down deep into the community and get all the different organizations. And I have some materials on our website that you're going to be able to access. I didn't bring anything for you today because I don't want to carry paper around and kill trees. But it's important. You see, we had approximately 32 of our municipalities represented in the MAP process, and they're still active in it. And numerous groups and organizations and faith-based groups. And prior to the initiation of MAP, we need to get freeholder buy-in, and we also need to get the local board of health buy-in. And this is a little difficult because it's going to cost some money. However, we were blessed because we had already instituted the PACE protocols. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that acronym, it's a protocol for assessing excellence in environmental health. And we got a grant from NACHO, and also were blessed enough to be able to get a CDC grant. We had one of their disease representatives come and work in our county for 2 years on the PACE program, and it was a little bit tense in the beginning because, as you can imagine, there was a lot of concern about, would this be driven by the community, and is it going to be a one-issue environmental process, and is it going to take over, is it going to cause bad press, are the freeholders going to look bad, are the townships going to look bad, what are they going to uncover? So we had to assure our Board of Freeholders, we got a representative to sit on the PACE board with us, and we put it together, and we did it one day at a time, slowly, and it worked. And it built confidence in the political system that we weren't out to start trouble, we weren't out to make problems, we were out to help the community. And I think that's really, that was an important thing. So if you can get a little start with your community, it really helps a lot. It helps to have a champion. And on our Board of Freeholders, we did have such a champion. That's Dawn Adiego, who she is our freeholder liaison to the health department. And she's been a tremendous help in pushing this. She has a heart for the community, for animals, and for children. And so she has been a really big supporter of ours. And she is now up for election for the State House in New Jersey. And so I might be losing her as my freeholder liaison, and that scares the hell out of me. Just in case, we talked about PACE. The PACE for this is not quick. It takes a long time. Actually, the PACE process is over on this end. It started in 2003 to 2005. And then from 2005 to 2007, you can see the boxes are the meetings that we had with our community, with our partners. So you can see in 2005 on August 9th, and then on August 7th, 2006, and then June 4th again in 2007. Those are the community meetings where we got our partners together. On the bottom line, you can see we started in January of 2005, and a lot of staff time went into this. It was a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. And it also teaches you so much about your community that it's really worth it. It's not wasted time. It's not wasted energy. We know so much more about how things work in the community now. So we got buy-in from our political leaders, and that made things easier. They supported us, and they also helped us. They allowed us to spend funds. We were also blessed again because the State Health Department, through the bioterrorism funds, allowed us to use some of those funds in preparation for the future to spend on this process. So we were able to get information not only on the whole map process, but also on preparedness. And we tied it together, and it worked well. So if you can tie some of that preparedness money together, it's a good way to do it. Okay, the community got together, and it was a very visible process right from the beginning. We got in the papers. The politicians all knew what we were doing. As a matter of fact, a lot of them were involved in what we were doing, sitting around the table. Our emergency management coordinator sitting there, State Health Department, the entire community, they were interesting, they were fun. And I'll tell you, we have a very good county college in our county, and they had a beautiful facility, and we used that. They really treated us well, so it all turned out very nice. We said, okay, what do we want the community to look like in 10 years? And this is what Burlington County said. I think the last part is really worth understanding. It's the results will stimulate organizations to work for a long-term public interest and ensure positive health outcomes, strong families and households, and a clean environment, open space needed for sound social and economic development. So we went through the map assessment process, which you've already learned a little bit about today. And here is an interesting picture. This is the opening, the ribbon cutting of our our first fairly qualified healthcare center. We have two of them now in the county, and a dental center. And that's Dawn and the governor, acting governor at the time, opening the center up. And this is just a little poster contest that this is done about a week or two ago, where we're in one of the malls working with them and putting posters up about drugs and alcohol and getting the youth involved. And, you know, you can see here in this photo, it's a Medical Reserve Corps person sitting at a table working with the community. We try to involve the community and Medical Reserve Corps and everything we do now. Then we put together our community health status, and we put together we had a BRFA survey. We tied all the information together, and we looked at the forces of change and how that's going to work with the information that we had. Here's a photo of Dawn again. This is for the papers, I think, and some of our responders were working in the high schools. You'd be surprised what you find in those high schools if you go and take a look at their chem labs. It's really important. Some really dangerous, scary stuff in there. Okay, so after the completion of each assessment, the results were shared with the freeholders. This is an important thing when you get your BRFA survey, when you get your community health assessment, when you do your assessment of your public health system. It's very important to share that with the political sector. Talk to them about it. Show them openly what you're good at, what we have problems with, what we need to bolster more. Allow for open discussion of results and also help the politicians understand the programs. Okay, took all those key findings in the assessments and we ground them down and met with the community again and said, okay, what do we want to do? And you saw our vision. Now it's time to sit down and figure out how we're going to solve some of the problems that we have in the county, setting priorities and how we're going to work together as groups and partner. And then formulating our goals and strategies, we put together this document. I want to show that this is our chip, and it's not done yet. I mean, it's here, but this really is a work in action where you have to keep tweaking it back, and you have to get all your programs in line with what you found out in this map process. Everything at the health department, there are programs that you run for years, and what happens is, they're just running, and you look at them and say, wait a minute, this program doesn't make sense anymore, and we're still running it. So the chip is helping us crunch down, improving our department. And the freeholders in our county showed that they cared about the process and the healthy community. And now we have a plan for the health department. We can budget and guide the department's activities. And, of course, we're back at the action cycle now. What good is the chip? Well, it can be used as a tool for making decisions during austere times. Other departments and even local municipalities will be using it for their own planning. Politicians will be involved in insight, knowledge, and community health needs and wants. It helps us track programs over time to make sure that they're working properly. And it helps us work with science and political will to get the job done. It brings agencies together that aren't used to working together, and groups have a buy-in in the success and goals of the objectives, and citizens were active developers in the MAP process, so they really have a strong buy-in to it. And it provides a window for political decision makers to see what the community wants with public health, and that's really an important part of the process. It gives us a lot of data, justification for grants and spending. It helps us develop a baseline for the future. It gives us a basis of credibility for programs that allows for justification for discontinuing popular but unproductive programs. It serves as a marketing tool for public health, and it provides for political buy-in, and gives a clear picture of the challenges of ahead. There's our website. If anyone's interested, the chip is up on the website. You're welcome to it, and we would love to work with you. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. Thank you very much.